In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Shepherds gaze in wonder, while angel voices sing. This night of nights has come and brought the world the long awaited King. The earth is filled with heavens ring, for heaven's eyes can see He was born to die for me. Jesus, baby Jesus, is not a broken God's heart for the future He could see. Yet He formed the hands and feet, knowing one day they'd be nailed to a tree. So all the world could know sweet baby.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears."
The busy streets and sidewalks, they suddenly grew still as a man came through the entrance of the city. As he touched and healed a blind man with a little piece of clay, with trembling lips you could hear the people say, "Jesus, Jesus, he is the Son of God. Jesus, Jesus, the precious Son of God. Sweetest Rose of Sharon came to set us free. Jesus, Jesus, he's everything to me. Yes, he's all the world to me."
There are footprints in the sand along the Sea of Galilee, where thousands came to hear and came to see him. There he thought of a love and kindness, yet he brought a better way. As he spoke, they'd turn and whisper, and they'd say,
"Jesus, Jesus, he is the Son of God. Jesus, Jesus, the precious Son of God. Sweetest Rose of Sharon came to set us free. Jesus, Jesus, he's everything to me. Yes, he's all the world to me." Then the air grew cold and the sky turned black as they nailed him to a tree. There he died for every man and every nation. But the price he paid, the blood he shed, they're still changing lives today. And with joy and praise you can hear his people say, "Jesus, Jesus, he is the Son of God. Jesus, Jesus, the precious Son of God. Sweetest Rose of Sharon came to set us free. Jesus, Jesus, he's everything to me. Yes, he's all the world to me."
And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter answereth and saith unto him, "Thou art the Christ." And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again.
Let us rise.
And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and to say unto him, Prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said unto them, What will ye then that I should do unto him whom ye call the King of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall. And they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
And
cross in my hands, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll rise again. There ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead and mock my name. My love for you, it's still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free, 'cause I'll rise again. There ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I'll rise. I'm dead and gone, but you will see that you were wrong. Go ahead and try to hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one, 'cause I'll
And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots.
So I
And many women were there, beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's children, and the disciple standing by whom he loved.
From a distance, and they could not.
And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering refused him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Cross for crimes he had done. He was guilty, everyone could see. But his destiny was changed as he looked at Christ and said, When your kingdom comes, remember me. In paradise that day he stood, just like the Lord had said he would, surrounded by those who had gone before. One said, Friend, how did you come? What are the deeds you have done? With tears in his eyes, I can hear him reply, There are no merits to my name. No works that I can claim. He who brought me here told me to say, I have come by the way of the cross. I have come by the way of the cross. It nothing I have done, it's the suffering of God's Son. I have come by the way of the cross. I have nothing to claim but my guilt and my shame. Hopelessly lost, I could not find my way. Until His glorious light of love shone down on me. His mercy washed all my sins away. And what He did for me that day was a price I know He paid. But by His grace, I too can say, forever say, I have come by the way of the cross. I have come by the way of the cross. It is nothing I have done, it's the suffering of God's Son. I see millions gathered round the throne from every kindred and tongue. Those redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. As they cast their crowns down at His feet, this will be their story. This will be their song. It is nothing we have done, it's the
Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." The sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost.
Two thieves. Hear the soldiers' march.
Day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared. and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. But Mary stood without the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her.
She met him on the road. She had gone to see the tomb where Jesus lay. But when she heard the stranger speak, Mary, I'm the one you seek, she ran to the disciples, and through her tears she heard her say, He spoke to me, I knew it was a Savior. When he spoke to me, he called me by my name. The stone that sealed my heart with fear rolled suddenly away.
cometh and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord from out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet when he went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeing the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness, and I rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gates began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, I looked down into the streets, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found that stone and the empty tomb just the way that Medved said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed the miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculations couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, all the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Then suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light came from everywhere, driving shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I clung to him and cried. But he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are opened wide. He is alive, he is alive, he is alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are opened wide. He is alive, he is alive, he is alive, alive.
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put into his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.